This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in Paris Friday, where France and Ukraine are set to sign a bilateral security agreement. Zelensky's office said he will also travel Friday to Germany for talks with Chancellor Olaf Scholz. The meetings come a day after officials said Russia launched new missile attacks on Ukraine, injuring at least 11 people in different parts of the country. We get more on that part of the story from VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Officials in Lviv, near Ukraine's border with Poland, said three people were slightly injured there, while two schools and a kindergarten were damaged. Yurko Nazorik is the co-founder of a private school in Lviv. Fortunately, there were no children here. Even if the attack happened during the school day, the children would have been in a bomb shelter. There were no children in the school at the time of the attack, so there are no casualties. It was the second series of Russian missile attacks so far this month. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
The United States does not see signs of an imminent war by North Korea despite incredibly dangerous activities in recent months and its refusal to engage in diplomatic talks with the U.S., according to a top U.S. official. Jung Park, the State Department senior official in charge of North Korea affairs, said U.S. officials are always watchful for any kind of activity by Pyongyang and will continue to work with Japan and South Korea to bolster extended deterrence, aiming to shape North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's calculus regarding the initiation of direct military action. In Tokyo, Japanese officials issued a cautionary statement regarding North Korea's escalating capabilities. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A massive fire swept through a paint factory in India's capital, New Delhi, killing at least 11 people, injuring four others, according to the news agency Press Trust of India. Fire officials said the blaze started late Thursday on the ground floor of the factory, trapping victims on the floors above with no way out. The cause of the fire was not immediately clear. AP correspondent Donna Water now reports on the fraud trial lawsuit against former President Donald Trump.
A verdict could come today in Donald Trump's civil fraud trial in New York. Trump could be hit with millions of dollars in penalties and other sanctions. The judge already has ruled that Trump inflated his wealth on financial statements that were given to banks, insurers, and others to make deals and secure loans. New York Attorney General Letitia James estimates that Trump exaggerated his wealth by as much as $3.6 billion, and she wants the former president to have to pay $370 million in penalties and to be banned from doing business in the state. Trump has denied any wrongdoing, and his attorneys say that if the judge rules against him, they will appeal. I'm Donna Water.
A vigil was held Thursday night in Kansas City in support of the victims of the shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl celebration that killed one woman, a well-known local radio DJ, and injuring more than 20 others. Police have arrested two teens, but their investigation continues. Correspondent Bruce Morton picks up the story.
Mayor Quentin Lucas says if the Chiefs win another Super Bowl, it might be better for a smaller event at their home stadium. This way, he believes security can be managed more easily. One person was killed and 22 people wounded when gunfire broke out shortly after the Chiefs left the stage at their victory rally on Wednesday. Security experts say large gatherings combined with the prevalence of guns can make for a deadly combination. I'm Bruce Morton.
Hong Kong has cracked its biggest money laundering case ever, with approximately $1.7 billion U.S. dollars involved, authorities said Friday. It was the large-scale transnational money laundering syndicate, Hong Kong officials telling reporters at a news conference, where evidence from jewels to bank account details were presented, packed in plastic bags. And there is an Indian connection, according to the Hong Kong officials. So far, seven people have been arrested in the case, according to customs authorities. As Senegal's Constitutional Council Thursday ruled, the parliament's unprecedented postponement of the February 25th presidential vote was not in line with the Constitution, pitching the country into a new phase of electoral uncertainty. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.